What do you do when your 20-year-old daughter calls crying to let you know she's tested positive for COVID-19? If you're Pam Cole, you pack up your home office and drive to Vermilion.
Children, no matter how old you are, if you're 20 or 30 or 40, if you have your mom or someone that is a caregiver, if they tell you, they're coming to help you, that immediately helps them. So I immediately, my mothering kicked in, and I wanted to make sure that I could spend time with her. I knew immediately that I would be going there to spend time with her in quarantine in case it got worse, because she was living by herself.
Courtney Merchant was tested for COVID-19 after she developed a pounding sinus headache, low-grade fever, and extreme fatigue. When the nurse explained the results to her over the phone, the University of South Dakota junior says her first reaction was fear.
I think it's kind of a human nature thing that when you talk so much about something that's pretty scary for a lot of people and might not be as scary for you, it feels different when you have it rather than when you see on the news or, people talk about it. So I was just kind of scared. I was feeling really alone. I'm in Vermilion, almost alone. I do have my cat.
Courtney says, although she was scared, she assumed because she was young and healthy, she would be okay. She was more concerned for her mom's safety.
I was worried that someone like my mom, who's 52 and still, she's healthy, but there are a lot of factors that come in that we may not know about. So we decided that we were going to be really careful. She would sleep in a separate bedroom on the other side of the apartment, and we would wear masks when we're around each other. So if I came into the kitchen to get food or to watch TV or something like that, I would wear a mask, and she would most likely also wear a mask.
In addition to mask wearing and social distancing, Pam also frequently disinfected all shared apartment surfaces. Their plan worked. After caring for Courtney for 8 days, Pam returned to Sioux Falls and was tested. She received the news of a negative result a few days before this interview.
I think that the message here is that yes, we need to continue to be careful. I mean, I guess it's a choice when you go out in a public place to not wear a mask, but you're protecting yourself if you do have a mask on to a certain degree. And certainly if you're a carrier and you don't know it yet, then you're protecting everyone else you're around.
The chief medical officer for Avera Medical Group is Dr. Kevin Post. He says more and more evidence shows mask wearing helps prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Yeah, so in general, masking is showing more and more to reduce the rates of transmission. I don't want to give you an exact number because that keeps changing, but it's a significant drop in transmission and the value of it. And I think a good way to think about it is you're not just doing it to protect yourself, you're also doing it to protect others who may be more vulnerable, may have high-risk medical conditions.
Dr. Post says even homemade masks offer protection. He offers some best practices.
So there can be respiratory droplets that hit the front of your mask, but they can still have active virus in them. So that's why you don't want to touch the front of your mask while you're taking it off.
Dr. Post says to stay safe, only touch the ties of the mask that go behind the head or ears and store the mask with its exterior face down on a napkin or towel. He also says if you're caring for a friend or family member with COVID-19, it's important to monitor your own
This
symptoms.
is so key. If you are taking care of a close family member with COVID, be very careful in what you're doing with others, that you aren't exposing others, because you don't really know if you could be in the pre-symptomatic stage where you have contracted it, but you're not yet showing symptoms where you could be passing on to someone else.
USD student Courtney Merchant isn't sure how she contracted COVID-19. She says she was being careful, washing her hands, social distancing, and wearing a mask when she was in public. Now that the State Department of Health says she is free to quit quarantine, Courtney says she will remain careful and continue to show care for others. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lura Rohde.